Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is February the 28th. Normally, you wouldn't have any items on here, but it's being it that Melina's last week here with us. We thought we'd hold a meeting in her honor, and luckily we did have Public Works that had a project to accommodate us for this meeting, so thank you, Michael. I'm Oliver Mujica, I'm the Division Manager and Chair of the Committee.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kildur, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spoglia, Public Works Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary.
Short timer.
Tracy Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Her replacement.
Mike Sabal, Building.
Judy Croteau, Fire Department.
Thank you.
I was going to say goo.
Chantal, will you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes, sir. Item number one is the Public Works Project CIP number SS04-014. A request to allow the widening of 40th Street starting from Electric Avenue to Johnson Street from a two-lane highway to a four-lane road. As part of the project, the Public Works Department was required to prepare an initial study that was done by an outside consultant. The project has already gone through the public review period. There was also, with the initial study, a mitigated negative declaration was prepared as well. During the public review period, we received a few comments. Most of them were just acknowledging the project, so State Clearinghouse commented, acknowledging the initial study was prepared. We received comments from the County Public Works Department just asking for compliance with their standards. And then Omnitrans asked for an upgraded bus stop in the area on the south side of 40th Street. There's an existing, well, it's a bench and a sign, so they asked to upgrade to their current standards for that bus stop. And that's all I have. The recommendation today is to move to Mayor and City Council.
Thank you, Chantal. Michael, is this going to the council soon?
Yes, we're planning on March 21st, if we can make that schedule. We've got it on track for that.
Oh, good.
That can get derailed quite easily, but March 21st should be the date.
Awesome, thank you. Does anyone have any comments?
The Water Department would like to just make the comment that some of the associated services that are along, it looks like it, since it's the north and the south side, that some of those, in conjunction with the project, that some of those meter boxes and associated appurtenances would need to be relocated to our current standard. So is there going to be sidewalk?
Yes.
On north and south side?
Yes, the intent is to provide sidewalk on the north and south side of 48th here.
Yeah, so then the meter boxes would just be relocated into the sidewalk area for our standard.
Yes, we would normally incorporate those into the specification, so the contractor will be required to relocate that.
Perfect. That's all I have.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The fire department is requesting that you install hydrants to meet our standard, which in a commercial area is every 300 feet on both sides of the street. You have some on the north side of the street, so you might be okay, but on the south side of the street, when I drove it, you just have one, and it's called a one-way Jones. It's not even a hydrant that meets today's standards.
Correct.
So we're requesting, we're not demanding, but we are requesting that the hydrants meet the standard, and if they don't get done now, they'll have to be done in development. You know, if you try to have a developer come in later, they'll have to tear up the street and do it. So we're just requesting it.
Well, we would accommodate that request. Be glad to. I guess we have to work with the water department to get them located, and I'm not sure how the cost. I guess the city will have to pay for it, right?
Unfortunately,
we'd want to accommodate those now so that things wouldn't have to be torn up later.
They always strike that condition to save the city some money.
Mike, after just one more quick question, after it is paved, is there going to be a moratorium on the street
Yes, there is a automatic moratorium on any street that we repave 5 years, of course.
Right.
Of course, that gets biked past quite often by emergencies. You know,
right.
People tend to quickly declare an emergency to get around it, but we do our best to enforce that.
Very good.
To piggyback off of the fire department and the water company, all codes are the basis of life safety. So she's asking, I'm telling you, it's within the code, okay, of the life safety item of the hydrant, right? And another thing is, does the widening of the street, and I notice it's moving the meters, does it impact the property lines of the people?
Yes, there is right away to be acquired for this project, so the property lines will have to move to clear our project and provide space, of course, for the sidewalk, the parkway, and
okay. And has that adjustment been brought to the attention of the building division?
It will be eventually.
Okay.
Not too sure exactly how. We quite often do acquire right-of-way for projects. I'm not sure how.
Okay, if it's affecting the utilities, which if you're removing and relocating the meter, then there has to be a plan in effect, because anything behind the curb will require a building permit. Anything in front of the curb, then the public works will be taking care of it. So,
okay, well, the thing is, though, we will acquire the right-of-way.
Yes.
So it will be within public right-of-way. So
great.
I think virtually all the work will be covered by public works.
That's the answer I was looking for.
The meters will be inspected and approved by the water department or the utility that owns them.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Oliver?
Yes, sir.
This project, we're going through the council for the approval of the design and for the completion of the design. Do we have a 1 year, approximately 1 year for undergrounding of the overhead lines at this point before construction can actually start?
I believe the next step will be to acquire the right-of-way, which could take up to a year to acquire. Once that's acquired, we'll have the plans ready to go and give to Edison, and Edison can begin the Rule 20A undergrounding at that time. But as you said, that process will be about 1 year. So we're probably at least 2 years away from construction right now.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I just had a question. Is this project considered a linear project?
Yes.
For the WQMP template?
Yes.
And that was part of the sequence? Okay.
Yes.
I noticed people in the audience, anyone want to speak on this? Just come here for entertainment purposes?
we just wanted to see firsthand how this goes. So, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Anything else, Chantal? So this is, our recommendation is to move this item to the city council, mayor and city council. May I entertain that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We're good to go. Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Aren't you going to say
With that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting to March 14th at 10 o'clock.
You can just put those in.
All right.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you. And goodbye, Melina.
It's on tape now.
The usual one.